Oh, well, at the moment, we've agreed to put on our agreement that we have in the opposition parties. You know, in Cote d'Ivoire, we have agreement between four opposition parties, which are PDCI, Ouattara's party, ADA, UDPCI, and MFA. So we've just finished a meeting, top-level meeting, and we've agreed to give 100% support to Ouattara for the second round.
Now, how sure are you that your supporters will back the agreement signed between the top officials of the opposition coalition?
Oh, the first thing that gave us 100% appreciation that our supporters will vote for the instruction that we are given is that we are all disappointed from government, disappointed from Gbagbo, disappointed for the constitutional institution that didn't accept and went through the request that we sent about the first round that we attended. And definitely, Ivorians are tired of Gbagbo's power, so we are sure that they will know what to do.
As an opposition coalition, do you think that you can defeat incumbent President Laurent Gbagbo, who led during the first round?
Yes, but when you take at least elected Bedier and Ouattara at the first step, when we join our voice, we have about 60% of the vote. 60% at least of the vote. So we are sure that if we go at the second round with transparency and everything, yes, we'll defeat him.
Do you think all of your supporters will back the opposition leader Ouattara against President Gbagbo? Because some of them might decide to vote for President Gbagbo anyway.
So how come? In Cote d'Ivoire, we are tired with the war. We are tired with non-economic moving. There's no development. We are tired of poverty. We are tired of all kind of stupidities going on in the country. It's not a matter of parties. It's a matter that we need development. We need freedom. We need peace. That's the question. The question is not Gbagbo Laurent or Ouattara. It's not the point. Ivorians are tired. And you see, we went to the vote with 80% of participants of that vote. And that is very, very important, that showing that Ivorians are tired. So we are sure that at least 90% of our voters will know what to do and will follow seriously the instruction that our parties are giving now.
Will the opposition coalition accept the result of the election if indeed incumbent President Laurent Gbagbo wins the second round?
Definitely we'll never accept. We've accepted that situation that is happening now. We accept that this election went on the ground, and then the result was not what happened in the polling session. Yes, we accept that one because we know that we have a second chance. The second chance is the opposition coalition. But let me tell you something. We will never accept in any case that Gbagbo will now win the second round. That is not possible. It's not imaginable.
But several international organizations and local poll observers said the election was free and fair and credible during the first round. So why wouldn't you accept it if, again, the second round is transparent and incumbent President Gbagbo wins?
Let me tell you something. Yes. Election on the ground went fairly. That one, all of us, we agree. The only point we had was at the time when they were doing the compilation of the votes at the Independent Electoral Commission. That was the point where everything was wrong. And then we'll be seriously focused on that issue and make sure that we control that operation going on. And then for that one, I can tell you, never possible to get Gbagbo Laurent winning the election in Cote d'Ivoire. It's not possible.
So if it is not possible and he wins, are you therefore saying that he could only win through fraudulent means? Is that what you're trying to imply here?
Yes, this is what I'm implying.